In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, if there's one thing that I hear most often around this time of the year, it's a simple question. Can you believe it's already Christmas? There's always so much hustle and bustle for decorating the Christmas trees, or the house with Christmas lights, or the millions of poinsettias you see scattered around this church. And making sure that all of the right presents are in order. In the midst of all the craziness, do we ever ask ourselves, why do we do all this? You know, a couple days ago, I watched my mom kind of frantically looking around, going to different stores to try to find the right presents for my nephews, her two grandkids. And I asked myself, what's the point of presents anyways? Why do we give presents? It can't just be solely to make the other person happy. There has to be something deeper. When we consider what a gift is, a present, we can see that it's something given freely to another person. Sometimes the gifts can be extravagant, like a brand new car or a vacation. And other times, they can be something humble, like a little flower or a note or a card. When we give a gift or receive a gift, there's fostered a greater sense of charity between us and the other person. And there's a real joy that comes into our hearts when the individual who receives the gift not only takes it, but cherishes it and keeps it close to them. One could say that there's a desire in each of us to give gifts to others. It's one of the ways that we participate and experience the consoling effect of the love of God in our lives. God the Father, in his very act of creation, literally gave the gift of life to the entire universe. He gave the gift of life to Adam and Eve and gave them a garden, a paradise to live in. Even after their fall into original sin, God gave them and their descendants numerous gifts, always trying to bring them back to him. Yet, each time he would give them a gift of his covenant, the Jewish people would not cherish it, and they would turn away from it. All through salvation history, as the majority of people denied the gifts of God, he promised to send a gift for the sake of all. And so, just as each of us has waited 364 days for that day to come back, the day of gifts to roll back around, the world waited for the one gift that would be the greatest gift ever given for 4,000 years. This gift is not just simply a gift that was given once and never again, but is a gift that each of us can receive each and every day of our lives, even now at this moment. When our Lord Jesus Christ was born into the world, the most extravagant and humble gift of God, he became the very instrument for us to receive the eternal reward of heaven in the next life. What was once lost through the sins of Adam and Eve, casting the world into darkness, would be saved by himself, God. He would literally give of himself in his entirety, in his earthly life, and on the cross for each one of us. My dear brothers and sisters, we don't understand, honestly, how blessed we are. How blessed we are that God would become a human being and give himself for each of us. We get little glimpses of him, almost like we are peeking into a present that's underneath the tree that we're not really supposed to look at, that's all wrapped up from the graces that he gives us in our daily lives. These graces are free gifts from God, that helps sanctify our souls and make us more like him. Just like in Christmas, there's nothing that we can do that makes God give us these graces, because he loves us more than we can imagine and desires to give them because he is love. We just need to be the ones who accept them and cherish them. Just imagine for a moment, if all of us in here, all of us, you can kind of look around, there's a lot of people in here. Just imagine if we accepted always the graces that God desires to give us. And imagine how much better this world would be, how much better our family lives would be, our work, for all the kids in school, how much better school would be. Well, maybe not, but still. Like every other day, but this day in particular, we can give God a gift as well. The greatest gift that we can give to God is to receive the one gift that he has desired to give us from all eternity. And that is in our reception of his dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Eucharist. This is why we give gifts, my dear brothers and sisters. This is why we celebrate the great solemnity of Christmas with such joy. As sacred scriptures say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." So let us, like little children running through the halls to see their presents on Christmas morning, come to the altar rail, ready to receive this great gift of our Savior, who is born to us today and given to us. And let us, with hearts full of thanksgiving, cherish and keep close to our hearts the gift of Jesus, who is the giver of all good gifts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.